We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of...
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 67. I'm Ray from RamblingOfTVHorror.com.
Just the singular rambling.
I was just going to let it go. RamblingsOfTVHorror.com.
I wasn't.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from TVaholic.com.
And I'm Amory from MyTakeOnTV.com.
Amory.
Not your take on TVs?
Right. Oh, man. Hello.
Hello.
My whole family has food poisoning. And I don't. That's not contagious, right?
Not unless you ate the same thing they did.
I didn't. So they ate steak sandwiches and then they got sick 2 hours after they ate them. And so my mom called the steak sandwich place and was like, hey, guess what? You got us all sick. And the guy was like, nope, it wasn't us. My mom was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. You're the only thing we all ate in common. So my mom's raising hell with the local steak sandwich place.
What does she hope to achieve?
I don't know. In case, I think it was in case they got so sick they had to go to the hospital. Ray's was forewarned. Listen, Ray's, it's on you. Anyway.
I didn't do it. To be clear.
Not Ray. Not Ray. Ray's. Anyway. So let's talk about the news. ABC. Oh, I'm excited about this. Even though I've watched it 100 times. ABC will air a pop-up enhanced version of the 2-hour pilot on May 22nd, the night before the series finale. So we can remember what a great show it was before it was pissing me off.
Lost.
On Saturday night.
Yeah, that's definitely going to turn into Lost Week. With
yeah.
An episode on Tuesday and then the pilot on the Saturday. And then Sunday night is turning into...
Yeah, it's going to be like starting at 4 in the afternoon.
Like
watch,
it's the
watch
Super Bowl
Lost.
Or something.
It is. It's the Super Bowl of not answered questions. Anyway. So I'm excited about that.
Amory's
Fox has... Wait, well, I am. I am a little bitter. Whatever. Fox has decided not to do the Torchwood remake, which is good, but it sounds like they're still shopping it around, so... An American Torchwood is not off the table, so to speak.
It just won't be on Fox if it ever
right.
does show up.
So Hulu is looking to add a $9.95 subscription fee, but would leave the last 5 episodes of recent series available for free as they are now. That's all I ever use Hulu for anyway. So how do they intend to make money?
They must have the numbers. Like, they obviously know their own stats. They must have enough numbers that they figure that that's going to actually make them some money. So, I mean, they wouldn't do it if they didn't have anybody watching those things.
True.
I'm sure the things like having an application for the iPad also contribute to that because they figure that people will pay for that to have access to anything they want to watch on the iPad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like an entire season of something. Even though you can only watch the most recent ones for free, if you had the entire season, you could get caught up on past seasons of things.
I gotcha.
I think it kind of makes sense just because it's not working the way it is, and so they can't keep going that way, or there won't be, you know, Hulu won't exist at all. So.
Yeah. We'll see. NBC has picked up Parenthood for a second season, and season one is going to rerun on Saturdays over the summer. I like the show. I'm watching it. I'm not loving it, but I like it. So that's cool.
I like the show, but every episode it ends and I like it, but I also think I always think it's going to be funnier for some reason. I don't know. I always go into every episode thinking that the comedy quotient is going to be a little more. More episodes than not tend to lean on the dramatic side of things.
Well, I think it's a drama, not a comedy.
That's where it seems to be. Now, but I still haven't been able to wrap my head around it from what I thought it would more going to be like going into it. So, but I still like it. I just think, like I said, it was going to be funnier. But the cast is great, though. I think.
Yeah, cast is great. It's just there's something off that I can't quite put my finger on that I'm not loving about it. Comedy Central has signed Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert through the end of 2012. So there's that. There's a couple other things. What do we got? Weeds comes back in August. That's news. Showtime. And that's all I really know. All right. That's the news. It's time for Prime Time. Running together. We went back and forth a lot on this Prime Time because I didn't watch a lot of stuff this week. And then if I did watch a lot of stuff, I didn't really have a lot to talk about.
I kept going through the week going, it's going to be a short podcast if we just talk about Lost in Glee.
Well, here's the thing. Next week starts Sweep. Sweep starts on Thursday, so we'll have all new stuff to talk about all through May, so that'll be exciting. So for now, we're just kind of putting some things together, starting with 10 Things I Hate About You, Season 1, Episode 14, Meat is Murder. And I guess Jason has here, or the second half of the season, which is true, because we haven't really talked about it at all since it came back. And I'm interested to hear what everybody thinks.
Well, this is only the second episode, right?
Was it? No, it was the third.
Fourth.
How is it the fourth? What was the first?
The first was their
school, her suspension from school, addressing that.
Yeah. The second was something I didn't watch. The third was Bianca. Joey wanted to do it with Bianca. And the fourth was this week.
Yeah. I just think this show is funny. I enjoy it.
I do too. I love this show.
Hannah makes fun of me because I usually tape it and then watch it the next morning when Hannah's here. Mm-hmm. Like, I watch it during breakfast. And I'll just be laughing at it. And Hannah's like, really, Ray? I'm like, yeah, really. It's not funny.
Yeah, I think it's great. And I thought it was great in the first half of the season, too. So it's not like it's a shock. But it's an easy show to watch. Replaces that other show at 8 o'clock that's not funny anymore. And, I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, the first part of the season sort of ramped up. I liked it more and more as it went through the season. The first episode back kind of was a little bit of a drop-off from where things had gone for me. But the last couple episodes of... Or this last episode, Meat is Murder, that one was really good. It had a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of comedy gold to mine from Cameron and Gabriel Union Jr. coming up in the future.
Yeah, I just think it's really funny, and mostly anytime the dad is on screen, it's worth watching.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's just hilarious.
I don't know. I'm glad that they're keeping Patrick and Kat, like, together, because I kind of got the impression from, I don't know, things I read or whatever, that they weren't going to be, like, hanging out, but I'm enjoying it, so.
Well, I like that they're kind of in that weird state where, like, she doesn't really know if they're dating because that's just not what he does.
Right.
But that's kind of what she wants, so he's kind of, like, trying. You know what I mean? Like, I like that it's not a clear cut, these two are dating, so it gives them a little room to play with. Still having that chemistry that writers seem to believe that they can't have if they put them together, so.
Exactly. So, yeah, so that's that. I don't really have much else to say about it.
Yeah, the only thing that's weird about it is it just sort of being there all alone. You know, this half hour.
Yeah, with no other shows just around it, or.
Yeah, just sort of there.
Yes.
That was just poor.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they just couldn't bring it back fast enough, but.
Well, I'm sure that they would have, rather that one of their other half-hour things actually not failed. I'm sure that wasn't in their plan.
Mm-hmm.
But it is... right now, it's sort of like My Boys on TBS, where every time it shows up, it mostly ends up on some weird night all by itself.
Yes, I think it comes back July 26th, actually.
Yeah, My Boys will be back and by itself, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. So that's that. Moving on to a show that gave me a headache this week because of cheesiness. Lost, Season 6, Episode 13, The Last Recruit. Who is The Last Recruit? Was that determined?
I think there was some room for argument about who it is.
Oh.
Either it's Claire, because she was the last one they recruited to take with them on the escape, whatever. Or it's Jack, because he's technically the last one to, quote-unquote, join Smokey. I don't think he's really joined Smokey, but...
No, I don't either.
Based on the last words there, the I've got you. So I think it's up for discussion as to who it is, yeah.
Well, we finally had the long-awaited Jin and Sun reunion, and was that the cheesiest thing you've ever seen? It was so ridiculous.
I said to the people I was watching it with, as soon as Lupita's made the remark, somebody's got her voice back, I was just like, seriously? They made her not speak English just for that moment? Really?
Yeah. And I totally did think, like a lot of other people thought, that as they were running together, one of them was going to get shot or the pylons were going to make them explode when they hit the middle. I had a wide variety of things going through my head at that moment, none of which was going to end happily.
I was wondering about the fence, but then I was like, in my head, I was thinking, they really wouldn't do that. Come on. after all of this time, would they really do that? I mean, I think they already took a little bit of the – my theory is that the reason they had to do the English thing, her suddenly being able to speak English again, was more about – because they had already kind of done a reunion for us. Not that they had a reunion, but we saw them on the screen together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Early enough in the season that – and that felt like that was when we kind of had more of an emotional – like, oh, these two, you know what I mean? Like, that's when I more had that feeling, like, happiness to see them together again. So it kind of undercut the reunion here. So I felt like they were trying to add something in that would make it a little more, but it was the cheesiest thing to add, if that's really
what
they
were. Yeah, it was absurd.
It also was after all that length of time of, in that timeline of them not being together, they're finally together, you get that moment, and almost immediately it's shut down, and they're all being told to get down on their knees, and and things completely flip around. So you didn't even get a chance to sort of, you know, enjoy it or whatever, even in its cheesiness.
I don't know. I felt like they knew not to make it too long because it had already lost its meaning. So
yeah. What else happened in this episode? Well, Claire's all happy about her brother being back when I think that they played that out to death. When that was one of the questions I was asking, like, hoping for in the beginning of the show. When are we going to find out that Jack and Claire are brother and sister? And then we finally did, and it wasn't kind of a big reveal, and that pissed me off. And now it's just like, oh, let's talk about it. Like, oh, we know. He's my brother. I know. She's my sister. And it's like, okay. Seriously? Really? I don't know. I don't know.
It doesn't really bother me, if only because, like, in the Altaverse, I feel like those two don't have any kind of connection, so it really doesn't mean much to them.
Mm-hmm.
It means more. I mean, I don't know. It just doesn't seem the same. But the rest of it didn't bother me because I felt like we've already had those moments where we know who they are, except for maybe Claire. Mm-hmm. Like, how Claire knows was that revealed to us?
No.
Well, Other than
the fact that
she's seen Smokey as their father too, or as her father.
So I'm imagining.
I was just asking if we had seen even as him, we saw him tell her.
I don't think so.
So that was really the first moment she was acknowledging it. But I mean, we've seen Jack kind of had his moment about it, so it didn't really bother me in that sense. But that was the other thing that we learned, that it was indeed Smokey who was pretending to be Christian at the very when we first saw him.
Clearly, Saeed did not shoot Desmond.
Oh, clearly.
I mean,
that really
clear.
Good question.
Yeah, and talk about the worst promo. Like, they spoil something that doesn't even happen. There's not even a gunshot that I can think of in the episode. So it's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, the ABC promo department sucks, so I don't believe any of their promos anymore.
Mostly, I think it was the sideways universe that, well, you know, as we talked about last week, they all ended up at Jack's hospital.
Right.
And it was the reaction of Sun being wheeled in and seeing Locke being wheeled in next to her.
Mm-hmm.
That was sort of the interesting moment of the episode.
Yeah. I don't know.
It didn't bother me as much as it bothered you, Amory.
No, I mean, I didn't. And the thing is, I didn't dislike the episode either. I don't know. It was one of those moving everybody to get them to the right spot so that we can have a showdown kind of episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't dislike it. I just was like, okay, we don't need one of these at this point in the game. Make it go a little faster, have a little bit more stuff happen, whatever. I do like that Alana showed up as, you know, the lawyer, and Desmond, creepy Desmond, oh, can I follow you up? Can I take you here? Can I take you here? It's like, okay, dude, back up. But, I don't know.
The thing I did like about the episode is that, like, everybody was in it. It was sort of strange, kind of on that front. There hasn't been an episode in a while where pretty much everybody that you think of as a main cast member was actually involved in the show somehow.
Yeah, I liked Sawyer and Kate in the police department. I don't know. It was just all, it was good stuff. I was just like, come on.
It was good stuff that made you just be like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Like, it wasn't stuff I hated. It was just stuff that was like, come on, get to the end, get there, get me more answers kind of situation. I don't know why that's so funny.
I don't know. I don't know why either, but it is.
Okay. So we have a rerun this week, which pisses me off even more. Because it's not the kind of episode that you really needed a rerun. Like, you, I don't know.
They can't control that. Amory. Maybe it'll make you feel better about the next one because you'll have had enough time to get over it. Maybe.
Or too much time to stew on it.
Maybe.
No, she can just go to Quizzo this week and enjoy Quizzo without worrying about Lost at
home. That's true. I don't have to. I've seen Glee from Tuesday night. There's no Lost for me to rush home to. I can actually get to sleep early on Tuesday, which is going to be fun because I'm not going to sleep at all next weekend.
Think of the positives.
Yeah, there you go. Yes. Start banking some sleep hours.
Exactly. So that's Lost. Anybody else have anything to add?
No.
Moving on to Glee. Season 1, Episode 15, The Power of Madonna. I loved this episode, which I've already mentioned. And I know that a lot of people didn't like it, but I don't care. That's not going to change my mind. I liked it. Loved it. So there you have it.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to attempt to change your mind, but I would be one of those people that falls closer to the other than to where you are on the episode.
I don't even know what that says.
Means that
so you didn't like it, or you liked it?
I would be closer to the people that didn't like the episode than to the person who loves it unconditionally.
Here's the thing. I think people pick apart too much, and that really bothers. Like, just sit back and enjoy an episode. Stop nitpicking about stupid things. Anyway, continue.
I think, unfortunately, they throw up a lot of stuff that's easy to pick at. But I've sort of gotten over the speed or how things go, mostly. Except this episode, it just jumped from one thing to the next that, for me, while the songs may have been fun and the performance is good and all of that stuff, last week's episode felt like the music really drove the episode. Mm-hmm. And this week, it really felt like they were doing things just so they could use that song. The song was being used last week to push the story, and this week the story was being shoehorned in so they could use the song.
I think that's the difference, because I just don't care. Like, that doesn't bother me at all. I enjoyed it. Anyway.
And ultimately, I think, and we talked about it a little bit last week, using the Vogue video, while I still think it doesn't really, it doesn't really do anything to garner new viewers or anything. It just really pumps up the people that were already going to watch it. I actually turned out to not have a problem with it being used, because while it's sort of one of the bigger sort of things of the episode, it almost has no meaning in the episode. It just was one of the things that seemed most there just to be able to use the song. Like, that little storyline just gets inserted and goes away for no other reason but to have that
doesn't go away. It's still affecting it at the very end. They have a pep rally, and Kurt and Mercedes join the Cheerios as a result of including Sue in their video.
No, I mean, I'm talking about the whole makeover type of thing. Like, it just...
Well, she also talked about that. She decided she didn't need to do any of that.
Yeah, I know, but it just felt so they could use that song instead of... They could have done anything to make... I understand the storyline where those two feel like they should get to do more with new directions. That whole part makes sense. It's just how they did it was... just seemed a little... I don't know. The whole episode to me just seemed a little... Okay, we have these songs. We're going to use them. Now let's write story around them. Instead of the way I think that it should work, which... was more like last week.
Ray?
Well, I think we all know that I had a problem with them using that as a promo.
Right.
Because I feel like it was a spoiler.
Oh, totally.
And it's not like a spoiler, like, it gives a... Like, I can still enjoy the episode. Like, I enjoyed the episode. I didn't enjoy it as much as Amory did. I don't love it. I felt like some of the songs were just used to try and get more Madonna songs used. I actually feel like it was less about picking songs and then writing the story around it. I felt like they were trying to get enough songs to do the Power of Madonna CD. like, they had 7 songs. They had to have enough songs, you know what I mean, to actually feel like they could release a CD. And I felt, as a result, that some of the songs weren't as well produced as others. They really aren't on the CD, in my opinion. But anyway, that's besides the point. The fact that they would use that video when it was an entire, like, there was an entire story built around it, I felt like it was something that took away, not so much that from my enjoyment overall, like, I could still enjoy it. It's just that it would have been such a great surprise reveal had I not known it was coming. Because I don't know that I would have thought that that's what they were going to do. Or, you know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it. Like, it takes a little bit of the immediate joy you're watching it and being surprised and delighted by something that you weren't expecting.
Right.
And they ruined that. And it wasn't, it was more that they ruined it because they presented it. I obviously don't get screeners. I didn't know what was coming at all. And so I will tell you, as somebody who does not watch the promos, like, anytime there are commercials for Glee, anytime there are promos, I skip them. But as somebody who had no idea that that was actually going to be a part of the show, they promoted it as something special for the fans. Here's something a little, you know what I mean? Something a little extra special for you. So they didn't make me feel like it was something that, I obviously knew there was a Madonna episode coming. So it didn't feel like, oh, I can't watch this because it's actually going to be such a huge part of the show. I felt like they made it seem like, oh, here's something extra, thinking in my head, well, maybe they're going to use, obviously they're going to use some portion of this for the show, but I just didn't realize how much of it was giving away for me, or I would not have watched the promo.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, I have issues with it.
But what issues do you have with the episode otherwise?
Well, what I just
besides
said,
the music leading to storyline instead of storyline leading to music.
No, that was mostly it. Like, there were just some songs that I felt were a little gratuitous. A little, like, over the top because they were doing a Madonna episode and they needed to shut up the songs in there. You know what I mean? Like, I guess it's one of those things where normally they would just have a scene without music. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it felt like a little over the top, the amount of songs that they managed to shove in there. And I think as a result, I didn't love the way all the numbers were done is more of the problem. Like, I like the songs themselves. I just didn't love how all of the numbers ended up happening because sometimes the numbers are just there to be there, not necessarily to actually have a point,
right?
Which is fine.
Well, that's what also made the episode seem like it was about like 6 different things instead of like a couple.
I guess. Huh. I mean, I thought it was just all about empowering women, quite frankly, or empowering students, I guess, not even necessarily women, but... I mean, I felt like they had one theme and they stuck to it, but that some of the songs were just there and they wouldn't have done them. That's what I'm saying, is that if it hadn't been a Madonna episode and they hadn't been trying to get a certain number of songs, they would not have chosen to do a song there. They would have just done a scene, and it probably would have played better as a scene, is all I'm saying. The song itself I like, but I still felt like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just a little over the top song-wise. But anyway.
On the empowering women front, I find it funny... to me, that, okay, I'm totally blanking. It's Artie and,
Tina.
And Tina. That Tina gets mad at Artie for what he says, which includes, I would like you to lose the goth look and dress in tighter clothes. And that's followed by all the girls dancing around, including her, in, well, much more sexually revealing clothing.
Well, yeah, Madonna's clothes from the tour for that song 20 years ago. Like, it wasn't about the revealing clothes. It was about paying homage to Madonna.
I understand, but to me, that juxtaposition is funny.
Yeah, I don't watch the show with that much critical of an eye. Like, I just watch it and enjoy it. Like, I have a feeling that people are going to like this next week's episode, but I hated it. And, like, that's all I can really say. So...
Is it bad that now I'm really, really excited for next week?
Oh my god.
Funny.
Anyway, one of the things I really did like, though, was all of the different Madonna people in the hallways.
Yeah, in the background.
I also loved Sue's line, I guess because I love the movie Desperately Seeking Susan.
I do too.
So Sue's line about, I can't remember how she said it, but always leaving me desperately seeking someone named Susan.
Yeah, love it.
Made me laugh.
Love it. Brittany's becoming quite a scene stealer, too. I just love everything she says.
Yeah.
She makes me laugh, but I am afraid that they're going to overuse her.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. It's what they do.
Yeah, if they start giving her, like, three lines an episode or something like that that are all... Although that's sort of her character where that's just the way she is, kind of. So if she does speak, you kind of expect it to be this sort of non sequitur or a complete not understanding what the real thing that is going on. But yeah, I pulled a hamstring and had to go see a misogynist was one of the best ones so far.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that's Glee. I loved it. They didn't.
Hold on. I had just say that I loved Finn's line.
What about everybody doing everything to hurt his feelings?
Yes. It's like everybody's doing everything to hurt my feelings. It was just funny because it was just coming like after he had like tried to be so nonchalant about what had happened with Rachel and whatever, and then because Jesse joins New Directions, it's like, oh my god. Like a direct attack on me.
Love it. Really fun. So it was such a like a high school, because high school kids have that reaction like everything.
Right. It was so over the top. And I think part of it is that Finn is not usually one to have that reaction. So it was just so funny.
He's just so frustrated.
One teeth, I have to admit.
I love him.
He can't sing with the damn, but he's awesome.
Yeah, he doesn't have he can't carry the show as the lead vocalist. But whatever. Moving on. Supernatural, season 5, episode 19, Hammer of the Gods. Well, Ray, what'd you think?
I enjoyed this episode, however. If you know me at all, you know that I certainly had an... I'm just very sad about a certain death.
I am terribly sad about a certain death.
He's
like one of my favorite characters.
Exactly. I can't really handle that. We'll have a season 6 and never get to see the Trickster again.
I know. That breaks my heart. And part of me, I don't know. When did they find out about their 6th season? Did they write towards the end of the show, like, with a 6th season in mind? Or did they write it with just a 5th season thinking, this is going to be the end. We can kill off everybody in sight. And then, I don't know. It was a good episode.
I don't know.
Or how far were they into producing the season before they heard? And was this episode?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they were planning on having the possibility, but I don't know.
I think they probably knew about it by the time they had this episode, because this episode's pretty far.
Yeah, there's only 3 left here. No, I was just saying I love that guy.
I know.
Because my favorite episodes include him. Like, when I list my top 10 Supernatural episodes, every single one of his episodes is in there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, it's just such a bummer. I do like what they do when an angel's killed with the black smoke wings,
because
they did that with Zachariah last week.
Yep,
which I think is really cool. Pellegrino's looking worse for wear with all the his meat suits falling apart.
I know, but he did awesome in this. So I do kind of love him as the devil, because he's great. Because he's like that perfect like he's got a charm to him. You know what I mean? Like you can see
he does. He is so charming.
Self liking the character. He wasn't the devil. Yeah.
Exactly.
Just like the conversation between the brothers. I just loved that. Plus, he was kind of ruthless in the hall. I don't know. I liked it.
No, I did too.
I liked it. I know a lot of fans didn't love it.
Really? People didn't like it? I don't know. I don't really kind of read.
You know what it is? They have problems with the idea. It has more to do with like the representation of Christianity and the representation of the other gods. Like the idea that Lucifer would be so much more powerful than all those other gods, and I think they also had to deal with like the types of god they picked. Like they're not really a close, like the way they were portraying them wasn't this is what I read anyway, wasn't necessarily like what those gods believed in, or like I don't know how to explain it, but like because they felt they could have chosen better gods to represent gods who were bloodthirsty, whatever.
Right.
I don't know. But whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the heart of it, the show is it's a science fiction portrayal. Like, we can never please everybody.
They're not trying to. I think, too, I think there's probably an argument on their side that those gods have been known to, you know what I mean? Like, known to do the things that they were talking about them doing. But also, I think that they're trying to be generic enough with all of those types of things so they defend. Or not offend, but offend everybody equally. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
I don't know. Same thing Christianity-wise. Like, I think it's the same type of thing. I don't know. It's like it's like people being so upset about the portrayal of women in the show And I don't have a problem with it because I think that part of the reason that things happen like that is because if you want women to be in the show, they have to, one, either be the people that they help or be the bad people that they kill.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no other place for them to exist. Like, they can exist somewhat as hunters, but all of their hunters in their world end up dying. So when people complain about how they're always killing women or they're always, or it's always a helpless woman, or, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like, well, what else would it be? They
would complain if it was a love interest. Like, they would complain.
Exactly.
Fans would complain if they brought Bella and yeah.
Yeah, like, you can't win either way, I guess. But my point being, like, you can't – it's a show about the guys and how they help people. So it's not like they're going to go to somebody who doesn't need their help. You know what I mean?
You could just because it's a dude and not a female.
Yeah. Exactly.
That would be like an episode where they wouldn't even have to be in it because the woman this week doesn't need any help.
Right.
And that's not going
to
happen.
I don't know. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to the rest of the season with hesitation, of course, but it should be good.
I enjoyed it as well.
Yeah.
I think it's gotten me back on. I mean, not that I was off board. I just wasn't as excited.
I know what you mean, though.
Excited about whatever. Because
I know.
I mean, I still have a little bit of that. It's got a sixth season, and so it affects how I view
it. So it can't be as big as it would, and it can't be as devastating as it would. It's exactly. I'm with you. So that's Supernatural. Moving on. Party Down, Season 2, Episode 1. Jackal Onassis Backstage Party. I love Jimmy Simpson.
I love Jimmy Simpson. Jinx.
I love him. I love that guy. Whether he's
a McCoy. When he was in his makeup and I was like, who is that? How do I know that person?
It's Mary Lightly.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that guy. Oh, did you know he's married to Melanie Lynskey?
I did not.
Yeah. Anyway, so Party Down's back. Henry's in charge. Casey's back. Constance obviously is gone, but Megan Mullally's there. Ken comes back, or Ken Marino's character. Ron comes back, and the only way I would imagine Ron would ever come back, completely drunk and dating an 12-year-old or whatever.
Trying to use what connections, quote unquote connections he has,
right,
to get a girl. So.
Ken Marino's one of my favorite people on the planet.
I know. Mine as well.
Loved this episode. Loved it. And I think it's just because I missed the show. Because I missed it not being on the air.
I just think they're all funny. They make me laugh.
Exactly. They are all funny. And Megan Mullally didn't detract me in thinking, oh, it's Karen Walker from Will and Grace. Like, she was, I think she fits in perfectly. Do I miss Jane Lynch? Sure. But I think that the Lydia character is perfectly excited about everything as Constance was. So I love it. I love the show.
I'm not sure I'm not quite on board with her yet.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to give her, it's not like a perfect instant chemistry to me.
Right.
But
right.
I'm willing to give it time. I mean, I don't hate her either. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Feinberg said the same thing. He's like, I didn't hate her, but I barely even noticed she was there kind of situation. So there's something
Right.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't have a lot of story.
Her interaction with Casey, though, I thought that was one of the funniest things in the episode with the give me the sign and always following around, you know, getting the wrong idea of what the situation really was and always sort of being in the distance, sort of checking up on her I just thought her character worked really well because I was more worried that she was going to be more like how you see her in other things, which is sort of big and loud and sort of take over. And I really liked it because she played sort of laid back a little bit. It was a little more reserved. And then that, like I said, that little bit of story that she had, I thought that the stuff like she sees her standing with her hand on her hip and she's like, no, that's not the sign. And it's like, how did that become the sign? And all that stuff worked really good. I thought the episode overall worked really well as a sort of bring everybody back together episode. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem, because when you have there's sort of a disbursement of people and obviously you want to have all those people back, sometimes that seems really strained and weird in the ways that they get people back, but it all seemed to work for the most part on that level. And then the switch of the of, you know, the rock star in makeup and him becoming the bartender for
without
the night
his glasses on
was just, that was all his observations and how he just loved it every time somebody like told him off or.
And when he got fired, that was great. Yeah. And I just also think that Martin Starr can do no wrong. I think that he is hilarious. And so it's just great. I loved it. Conversely, wearing After Party Down. Ray, you didn't watch this at all, did you?
No.
You're better for it. New show called Gravity, series premiere, starring Kristen Ritter and Ivan Sergei. I love Ivan Sergei. I really like Kristen Ritter. And I really like Ving Rhames. So that's the positive.
I like most of the cast, except for the dude that plays the weird cop guy.
Right. It was just not a good pairing. It's just not a good show. It's just not a. It's just not good.
Well, it's sort of a weird idea. It's an interesting topic, and something that's the thing I did like about it is it's sort of an area that I can't, off the top of my head, think of any show or anything that's about a group of suicide survivors. So it felt sort of, I wouldn't say new necessarily, but different from, you know, the latest medical drama or cop show type of thing. It was a different place to set your show. But since it falls into that half-hour-ness, those things always get looked at as a comedy. And in this show, they were definitely going for some comedy. And so it felt really strange with suicide and comedy was sort of a weird... Uh-huh. That really felt strange. And then the show opens up with one of the worst scenes, like produced scenes, like the car flying off the cliff into the boat, mm-hmm. you know, the cruise ship. It was both completely unbelievable that the car didn't, like, go into the ship, not just land in the pool, and that he would actually survive that. I mean, they were going for bizarre, but it was also filmed really poorly. Like, it looked incredibly fake on top of that. And so that just started the whole episode out for me on the wrong note. And then that weirdness between drama, comedy, given the topic, was strange. But didn't bother me so much, except for, I don't know the guy's name, but whoever, you know, the weird cop that's following Kristen Ritter's character around, that was like an extra little weird bizarreness that they threw into the episode that, like, it seemed like this topic didn't need, but I didn't think it was like the worst thing I've ever seen.
Well, that's true. I have seen The Secret Life of the American Teenager, so.
But it definitely wasn't good, and it wasn't nearly as good a pairing with Party Down.
Right.
It was like, wow, that was fun, and then huge downer.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be one that gets a second season pickup after it only went airing, like other recent shows.
Yes. All right, so that's it. That's it for prime time today.
Wow.
And I'm starting to have an allergy attack, so we have to end this, because I need to blow my nose and sneeze at the same time.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay.
I guess that's it.
That's
if
it.
You want to add your comments to anything we said, feel free to do so at the website, stvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
Or you can reach us on Twitter at twitter.com/tvtimes3.
Spell it all out. And iTunes and various locations, and you know where to find us.
Our music was provided by odapromonet.com. The song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers from their Mercurial title put out by Yellow Dog Records.
And next week I'm going to Orlando. Bam! Oh, I'm so excited.
I will already be here.
You mean you're not going to Orlando too, Ray?
Well, I am going to be in Orlando, but it won't be quite as exciting for me to be going.
Oh, crap. Are we not going to be able to watch Supernatural?
I won't be able to watch Supernatural.
Because my flight doesn't get in until 8:45.
Well, that'll be a problem.
Crap. Anyway, okay.
I mean, we can come back to my house and watch it, and then come out. That doesn't seem very practical.
We can work on those plans next week. All right, seriously, I'm done. Okay, bye.
Bye. Seriously, bye.
All right, bye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every night.
Why go into to the outside world at all.
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Okay, it is recording now.
See, Ray, I told you the deer were the devil.
Well, this particular deer is costing me at least $500, so...
Oh, see? All deer should be put out of their misery. Shoot them.
They should be forced
to carry insurance. Well, I hit them with my car, so...
Here's the thing. Look out my window, and it looks like...
I have insurance, but...
No, I'm saying the deer should be forced to carry insurance.
Exactly. What, Amory?
Do you think I have, like... I think I might be psychic. What? No, not psychic, but...
Psycho?
I think that I...
Why?
Because I can look out my window and, like, it looks like it's going to rain. But out my window, I see pouring rain, but it's not raining. So, like, I'm envisioning a storm before it's happened.
So if it rains any time in the next week, you were right?
Because I can actually see it raining, but it's not raining. I don't know what's going on. I think I might have an aneurysm or a brain tumor or something.
Exactly. I was going to say, maybe you just have some delusions.
Are you sure those were Tylenol you took for the headache?
Yeah. If you start seeing Denny, we have an issue. Just don't have sex with him, okay?
Denny. Anyway, moving on. We're ready.
To start. Uh-huh. What episode is this? 67?
67.
All right. I'm actually going to start now, so.
All right.
Are you, like, warning us so we know exactly when to break in on you?
Yes, because I started to say it and you started to talk. The warning was really for Amory, who tends to
Thank
talk
you.
Right after I start. All right. Here we go.